Hey there, this 2-minute message is on the topic of ways that you can offer increasing challenge for students who are ready for that. So for those students who are already demonstrating proficiency in their asana practice, that is not any particular poses, but they practice with a steady gaze and a stable breath, a focused mind. They approach asana with that combination of effort and ease, and they have a balanced nervous system, then your ability to take them deeper would be through the other practices, pranayama, philosophy, meditation. And if you can be explicit with them that these other practices are signs of advancing in their yoga practice, you might be able to offset any messaging that they've gotten in the wider media that yoga equals asana. And now they'll have a more correct view and feel armed for a lifetime of growth in their practice. For working with poses, we can remember that students have different things that challenge them. So you will have one student who has hypermobile joints, and you'll have another student who is extremely challenged by any type of hamstring stretching. So you can consider approaches to try to address that. I mean, one is, if you offer advanced or challenging variations from multiple asana categories, then you'll be more likely to address the challenge needs of multiple students. So that is, if you have the time to go a little bit deeper in both a forward bend and a back bend and maybe an arm balance versus spending a lot of time in one category, then that's one consideration. As far as challenge within each particular pose and within flow, one way to look at increasing challenge is by slowing things down and taking more time with each pose and with transitions. So, of course, in that realm, you'll have lots of, you know, an infinite array of options on what exactly you teach, but you'll have more time for alignment and for students to learn their individual nature with each pose, where their challenges and weaknesses are. So I hope that helps you get some ideas, and you can look on the site for lots and lots of variations for each pose and more ideas.